Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Are there businesses you lie to?
Yes.
Like what?
Jeez.
Tell on yourself.
I mean, I try not to, but I definitely have before where something goes wrong at my house and it's 100% my fault. I don't do it now because my kids are older, but when my kids were younger, I'd be like, yeah, I definitely did this once. I had screwed up some electrical really bad, and they came out and I said, yeah, my son saw me working on it and he thought he could do something and he kind of messed it all up. And like, I blamed Grayson. He was like 8.
Oh, okay. I've blamed.
I was so embarrassed that I had botched something so badly.
I definitely blamed the previous owner of the house on something with our water heater, our old water heater.
Oh, now that you mention it,
I had thought like, I had read something about, you know, oh, if it's dripping from here, just replace this valve or whatever. So I thought that I replaced the valve correctly, went out, bought the one, and then the person came over to fix it, and they were like, I don't know who put this on here. I mean, it looks brand new, but anyone worth their salt would not have done this because they know that it's dangerous. And I was like, yeah.
Right.
I can't believe that either.
That's why it was them and not me.
What a bunch of jerks they are.
This is your chance to tattle on your customers for lying to you at your job. So you help them. By the way, now that you mentioned that example, I wasn't even thinking of those types of examples. I'm not sure what I was thinking of, but that reminds me of one. So you remember when I was in the drive-thru and I was horsing around with the kids and my foot slipped off the brake and hit the gas and I smashed into that guy's...
Like the tow ball?
Yeah. And so I had a dent in that car.
Yep.
Yeah.
I traded that car in 6 weeks ago or whatever. And that dent was still in there. And when he asked me, I told him, I said, yeah, there's a small dent in the front. I said, because I didn't.
It was not a dent. It was a hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A dent.
Definitely a strong divot.
No, a dent has a bottom.
It had a bottom.
This is a black hole.
It looked like somebody scooped a piece of Spam out of there. It was the exact shape of a bumper.
Yeah.
When I was trading it in the first time, it was over email. And I said, by the way, there's a dent in the front bumper. Here's a photo. I didn't feel like owning it. So I said, somebody backed into me, I guess.
Yeah, some jerk with a pickup and a ball hitch hit me.
So then
I would have said that too.
Me and Kayla go to look at the car that I eventually got. And he goes out, we're going to test drive it. So my car is parked out there and he goes, all right, while you're test driving it, I'll go out. I'll bring it in and we'll look at it. And he looks at the dent and he goes, oh, that's not that bad. And Kayla said, oh, did you tell him about how you hit that car in the drive-thru because you couldn't pay attention?
Shut up.
And I went, yes, but I told him someone hit me because I was embarrassed, and now the truth is out in front of everyone, and I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
So, same thing.
Yes. Yeah. And they both laughed and enjoyed making fun of me together. So then I negotiated even more hard because I needed revenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's fragile ego.
Obviously.
But yeah, so I got busted in that one.
Yeah, and you know, some of them, they would never know if you were lying. They probably suspect you're lying, but couldn't really know until unless your wife is there. However, you know that there's so many times where people lie and they so 100% know that you're lying about it.
Well, like my dental hygienist, I'll say to her,
definitely know.
I'll go, she'll say, have you been flossing? And I go, I'm going to tell you the truth because I know you can tell, right? I said, no, I haven't been flossing. I said, what about those people that floss 3 days before? And she goes, oh, you mean when they come in and as soon as I touch their gums, they inflame with blood?
Yeah.
Blood squirts
out. It looks like a slasher film. Mm. No, I'm pretty sure they haven't been flossing regularly.
Yeah.
So they know, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so yeah, Hotwings is right.
Mm-hmm.
The most common one. Just lied to the ferry company last weekend about kids' ages to get cheaper tickets. That doesn't even count as lying, I don't think. Parents do that, like, you'll see a kid with a beard, and they're like, yeah, he's under 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he's under 12. He's going to need a booster seat for the race. And the person working is like 18 themselves. They don't feel like dealing with these rules. So like, okay, he needs a booster seat. He's 6'4". It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Maitland, do you lie to businesses?
I feel like whenever I return clothes, sometimes I'll just do it because I have buyer's remorse. But it always feels so shady to be when you do it. for that reason. Like, if it didn't fit, I'm like, oh yeah, it just didn't work out. But if I'm just returning it just for the sake of returning it, basically, I'll feel so like, oh yeah, it didn't fit, or it was too similar to something I already had. Or right. I'll say, oh, I got it as a gift for somebody, and they had the same thing already. Sorry.
Oh,
I feel guilty returning things.
Even though they don't care.
Even though I felt guilty for buying it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely done that. It's usually like, oh, yeah, I bought it, but it turned out my ex-wife bought them the same thing.
Right. So.
And there's no reason to say that, right?
No, like, they don't care. They don't care.
No.
Especially when it's... No. I mean, it'd be one thing if you're going into a mom and pop. I'd feel a little bit bad.
Yeah.
In that case.
You might be talking to someone where it actually affects their bottom line.
Yeah, but if I'm going into Target and I'm returning something, the person at the counter doesn't care. It's like an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, it should never be a factor for me. I never shop local.
That's the way to teach them.
I'm just kidding.
Maitland, what percentage of your emotional bandwidth is taken up by guilt?
80%.
Right?
Oh.
The fact that you feel guilty when you bought it, guilty when you return it, guilty for lying.
Yeah. I'm not even Catholic.
I was going to say, are you sure you weren't born Catholic?
Yeah, right. It seems like you might have had some Catholic in there somewhere. But
mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm non-practicing, and it still hangs on tight.
It's burned in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
from an ER nurse. I slipped and fell on it. Yeah, right.
Sure.
Yeah, I feel like plumbers and ER docs have the most of these, probably, of the lying.
And therapists, for sure.
There's definitely a lot held back in therapy.
Did you all ever lie to your therapist?
I did once.
You did?
But I immediately said, I don't know why I said that. That was a lie. Yeah.
I remember my therapist said something to me one time, like they thought I might be holding back. And I said, no, once I committed to coming here, which took me too long, I am definitely committed to telling you the worst.
I'm probably an oversharer.
like maybe you might be like, hey, hold back on some of this stuff, friend. And if you're thinking about therapy, man, you don't need to lie to them.
Mm-mm.
There is not a therapist that needs to be lied to.
Well,
all you're doing is not helping yourself.
Yeah,
it'd be like going
to
a doctor and hiding your sickness.
Yeah. No, my arm's not broken.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't say that.
The bone's out. Also, yeah, they can probably tell.
Yeah.
This one. I've been an optical for 30 years, owned the business. Patients come in with frames in pieces. And when you ask what happened, the number one answer is always, I don't know. I woke up and that's how they were.
Oh, I figured they would blame it all on their kids or like, a dog or
something.
Right.
Oh, yeah. My kid mm-hmm. sat on them or something.
The dog got a hold of them.
Yeah. I try to be as honest as I can in those situations. Like, yep, I screwed it up.
Right.
Not going
to
lie.
Well, I'm sure they're trying to pass it off as a manufacturer defect.
Yeah.
If I didn't do this, I don't know. They just disintegrated.
Bobby in Appleton. This is a great one. Had a customer come in to return a lawnmower. They said they bought it 3 months earlier. The store had opened that week, and the mower was from 1983.
That was at
a Walmart. He said, I worked at a Walmart.
Oh my
His
God.
Previous text said, I worked in a Walmart in the early 2000s. Customer came in to return a Halloween candy bucket where the witch's hand moves when you grab candy from it. She wanted to return it, and I let her know we don't sell those, and she told us she got it there that year. I let her know that it wasn't our product, and we couldn't return it or exchange it. She asked to speak to a supervisor who came over. I let them know to look at the bottom where it stated made for Walgreens. That's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like cell phone stores or like the, you know, the Verizon retailers or whoever, where people go in and they say, oh, yeah, my phone just stopped working. And they ask, oh, was there any water damage or anything like that?
I mean, maybe just like regular humidity.
I think there's something in there, though, like a strip or something that'll let them know instantly what it was. But you've got to keep that warranty. So I think anything with a warranty. People lie a lot about.
Oh, yeah. Does that count as the same kind of lie as other lies?
I mean,
because in theory, we tell the kids, don't lie.
It's a tiered system for
sure. We've just talked about numerous instances where we've all lied. And did any of us say we felt like Maitland felt guilty about her, but not the lying part?
No.
You lied because you felt guilty.
Right.
Do you then feel guilty about the lie?
No.
No. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Because we've gotten several texts from people that work customer service, one from Target that I just saw. That just like we suspected, they don't give a damn while you're returning.
No.
No.
They don't care. And why would they? It's not their store.
Yeah.
They don't have to pay for it. They probably don't even have to put it back. It's probably somebody else who does that.
Yeah, I don't feel bad about those lies. I mean, I try, obviously, to be truthful about most things, but it doesn't really hurt anyone. It's just making me feel better. Because ultimately, like, when I lied about how my light switch got broken, he can still see it's broken, and he still fixed it, and it didn't matter. It just made me feel better to not admit I did it. And I still had to live with the stupidity of knowing I had done it. Mm-hmm. Why does he need to know that? That's he fair. Doesn't.
A children's therapist here, this text reads, the lies from the parents are unbelievable, mm-hmm. and they never think we know.
Oh, I'm mm-hmm. sure that, yeah, that's, I'm sure.
I cannot imagine.
Especially mm-hmm. with how honest kids are. Or how easy to read that they are, that you can see their body language or their faces or whatever. The second that the parent either steps in and says something that's obviously a lie, or when the kid's alone and talking to the therapist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they don't know how to lie yet.
No.
This one, I work in veterinary medicine, this person from Maine writes, and the amount of times I see a necrotic wound or masses that have been infected and clearly for a while. And then you ask what happened, and the client says, oh, this just happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
Really? It's got gangrene. Resident remodeler here doing an exterior remodel, and they told us someone hit their garage door. They forgot they had a security camera right there, and it clearly showed his wife hitting the door. They ended up having to pay for it. So they were trying to pass it off as someone from the company. Oh, you hit it.
Oh, jeez.
I bet cameras get a lot of people like that.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, not as easy these days.
Let's see. Cable guy here, working on a street, I have all the services off while fixing a problem. Homeowner steps out and reams me a new one. I apologize and explain what I'm doing, and I tell them I will check with them when I'm done. I do that. They still don't have service working and are so rude. I finally determine they have services provided by a competitor. You should get to spit in their face if that happens.
Yeah. Right? I mean, just do it. It's not your customer.
Yeah.
I'm a beer rep, and I have bar patrons tell the bartender that their Miller Lite is skunky just to get a free beer, and I have to go and pay for it for them. That shouldn't be how it is.
No.
Oh, this one's great.
Lame.
My dad remodeled the bathroom and was replacing the glass shower door, and it was too big. So he attempted to cut the glass with a jigsaw, and it shattered into a million pieces.
How can you be knowledgeable enough to remodel something, but you don't know that you can't cut glass like that?
He boxed it back up with the pieces and returned it, saying he got the wrong style, and they never checked it. That's one thing I've learned about, because my wife and I have we've bought two liquidation pallets, where it's all just returns. So if you order something from, I don't know, say Target, and you get it, and you don't want it, and you ship it back. I guess in my mind, I thought that that would go back to some warehouse where they would then redistribute it to a store, check to make sure that it's, still working or whatever. No, they just sell it by the pound. It ends up on a pallet, and then people like me buy it. They don't check anything because so many of these things that we open up, a lot of it's brand new. You know, somebody got something and they just decided they didn't want it.
Yeah.
But there are so many things that that you can tell were used. Mm-hmm. And then there will be a little note in there like, stopped working suddenly. You plug it in. It works perfectly fine.
Weird.
Like they're just sending stuff back because they want the money back.
Or they just used it and don't ever need it again. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I remember when we first got out of college, and we took the job in Omaha. We were broke. Mm-hmm. No money. Like there was a point every week where I ran out of money.
Shoestring
or
budget.
Or came
man.
Close.
Yep.
So one time I had saved up money and bought a new Sega CD, I think. It was
Dreamcast
a bad purchase. No, it was Sega CD before the Dreamcast. And everybody else was buying PlayStation at that point. But I thought, well, Sega's been the big winner so far. They'll be the one to carry this torch through.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to Best Buy and I saw a game that was only $25, which was cheap at the time. Still more money than I had. So I bought it and it was Drag Racing. For a home video game system. In hindsight, I don't know how that could possibly be fun. Drive straight and hit a button four times. I will. So I get it home, excited to play it, and I go to take the CD out. You remember how the CDs sometimes they'd just be stuck on there a little more?
Yeah, it was hard to push them out.
Well, I'll get it off. And so I started pulling, and it snapped right in half.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove back. And in the meantime, I had thought, I don't want this game at all. This was a terrible purchase. I'm glad it broke. And so I tell them, oh, yeah, it was broke when I opened it. And they're like, it was broke when you opened it. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Was the game sealed? Oh, yeah, sealed with plastic. And it was broken in half just like that.
Yeah.
Crazy,
yes.
Right?
Hey, man, your guess is as good as mine.
You sure it didn't break when you were trying to pull it out of there? I'm like, what? That'd be crazy. You'd just push the button and pop right off. Look, boop. It didn't pop off because it was broken in half.
Yeah.
Then they said, all right, well, you have to restock it. There's $15. And I lost my mind like it was the worst thing in the world. They go, I will go put it on the shelf for you. You're going to restock a broken CD? And I think I only got my money back because they wanted me to leave.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I'm not proud of these behaviors.
This guy's going to be a problem.
This is not how I am now. But at the time, I'm like, they owe me.
Drag racing. You're right, though. Terrible game.
Yeah, why did I do that?
No skill involved. Hit button, go straight.
Yeah. Yes. Why does it, in the directions it said steer? I'm like, for what? This is dumb.
Was it I bought an awesome game. It's called Standing.
Was it even like if it was only $25, it had to be a knockoff. So there weren't any actual drag.
No, it was NHRA.
Like, or it was like NHRB, John Fence.
NHRB.
Not John Force.
Big Daddy, Don Gravity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. A Don Garlitz joke.
Yeah.
Really worth it.
Surely.
You're fired,
Mulduney.
Greg.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.